Chapter 5. She got up and we faced each other in silence. "Rachel," I said gently. She advanced as though against her own wishes, her cheeks a warm, dusky colour. I forgot everything. Saw only the woman I loved walking towards me. I took her in my arms, covered her face with kisses. There was a moment when I thought my kisses were returned, but then suddenly she let out a little cry, like a cry of horror, and pushed me away from her. I saw merciless anger in her eyes, total contempt on her lips. "You miserable, heartless coward," she said. "After what you've done, you play on my weakness. Trick me into letting you kiss me."
"You say what you've done. What have I done?"
"What have you done?" she cried. "You dare ask me that? I kept your crime a secret and suffered the consequences. You were once a gentleman, dear to my mother, dear to me."
She dropped into a chair and buried her face in her hands.
"Rachel," I said, "I came here to tell you something very important. Will you at least just listen to what I have to say?"
She neither moved nor answered. I told her of my discovery of the shivering sand. She never said a word, never even looked at me.
"I have a question to ask you," I said. "Did she show you the nightgown? Yes or no?" She jumped to her feet, looked at me searchingly, as though trying to read something in my eyes. "Are you mad?" she said.
I simply replied, "Rachel, will you answer my question, please?" Her lips curled into a bitter smile.
"They say your father's death has made you a rich man. Have you come here to repay me for the loss of my diamond?"
I could control myself no longer. "You've done me wrong," I cried. "You suspect me of stealing your diamond. I have a right to know why."
"Suspect you?" she exclaimed. "I saw you take it with my own eyes." I stood there speechless. "Why did you come here?" she asked contemptuously.
I advanced towards her, hardly conscious of what I was doing. The only words I could find were,
"Rachel, you once loved me."
I took her hand. She looked away, her hand trembling in mine.
"Let go of me," she said faintly.
I led her gently to the sofa and sat her down beside me. "Rachel," I said, "I can't possibly explain what I'm going to say. Yet it is the truth. You say you saw me take the diamond with your own eyes. What I say is this. I now realize, for the first time, that I took it. Do you still doubt my sincerity?"
"Let go of me,"
she repeated weakly. But her head sank to my shoulder. Her hand unconsciously closed around mine. "Tell me everything that happened," I said. "From when we said good night to when you saw me take the diamond." She lifted her head, made an effort to release her hand.
"Why go back to it?" she said.
"I'll tell you why," I replied. "Because we're the victims of some horrible trick."
Tears fell slowly over her cheeks. "Oh," she whispered. "Oh, how I've tried to persuade myself that."
I held her closer. "You tried alone, without me to help you." My words seemed to awaken hope in her. "What happened after we left each other that night? Did you go straight to bed?"
She nodded. "About 12 o'clock. But I couldn't sleep. I was thinking of you."
Her answer almost brought tears to my eyes.
"I got up at about 1 o'clock, she continued, and lit a candle. I was about to go into my sitting room to get a book. I had just opened the door, but hadn't gone in, when I saw a light under the other door and heard footsteps approaching along the corridor. I thought it was my mother coming to try and persuade me to let her take care of the diamond. I blew out the candle so she would think I was in bed. The moment I blew it out, the door opened, and I saw...
You saw?
You. In your nightgown. A candle in your hand.
Were my eyes open?
Yes. They were very bright. You came into the middle of the room, looking around you, as though afraid of being found out. I was so terrified, I couldn't speak or even move to shut the door. You could easily have seen me, but you didn't. I'm sure you never saw me.
I asked her how she was sure.
If you'd seen me, you wouldn't have taken the diamond. You went straight to the cabinet and opened drawers until you found it. I saw the stone shining in your hand as you took it out. You stood there for what seemed like ages, thinking, seemingly uneasy about something. Then you left. You went straight out, leaving the door open. I stood there in the dark, listening to your steps, dying away.
I got up and walked up and down.
So, she said, what do you have to say now?
She waited pitilessly for my reply. I had none. Only the terrible, shameful helplessness of my situation. I suddenly felt the horror, the disappointment she must have felt. I turned and opened the door to leave. She jumped up, closed the door.
No,
she said, not yet. She spoke without looking at me.
I won't tell you what I felt, Franklin. I'll simply tell you what I did. I decided to tell no one. I was prepared to believe anything, no matter what, rather than believe you were a thief. I raised the alarm the next morning. And what was the first news I heard afterwards? I heard that you had called the police. You were working harder than anyone to recover the jewel that you already had. But even then, something wouldn't let me give up my faith in you. I went down to the terrace and forced myself to speak to you. Have you forgotten what I said?
I could have answered, but for what purpose?
I know what I said,
she went on.
I gave you several opportunities, didn't I, to tell me the truth. I let you know in the clearest possible way, without actually saying it, that I knew you had stolen it. All you did was look at me with your false face of innocence, just as you are now, as if a few words could end a little misunderstanding. I saw you steal it. I saw you pretend to help the police. You pawned it in London and ran away abroad the next morning. And now you come here and tell me I have wronged you.
I brushed past her and opened the door. She caught my arm. Let me go, I said. But she wouldn't.
Why did you come here?
She said.
Why? Are you afraid I might make the truth known? Now that you're a rich man. You can marry anyone you want now, can't you?
She gave me a terrible look and suddenly let go of me.
Yet even now I can't tear you out of my heart. Oh, God! I hate myself even more than I hate you.
I broke free and left her.
Franklin!
She cried after me.
I forgive you! Oh, Franklin, Franklin! Shall we never meet again? Say you forgive me!
I turned, seeing her only dimly through my tears, before I left the garden.